What's right with the world?
Francisca?
Simon?
What's right with the world?
7 countries on the world now generate 100% of their electricity from renewable sources. So that's Albania, Bhutan, Ethiopia, Iceland, Nepal, Paraguay, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. They come where geothermal, hydro, solar, and wind power are on the rise. Norway came close to the 100% with 98.38%. So that's a new report of the Global Wind Energy Council, GWEC, who shows this development. And 2 of those countries are in Europe, but none in the European Union.
Interesting. Okay, so which source is used the most to generate this renewable electricity?
So it often depends a bit on the conditions in the countries, which resources are available. So Albania generates more than 90% of its energy from water, so that's hydropower. On a global scale, however, solar energy accounted for 2/4 of all growth last year, followed by wind power at 1/4. Experts predict solar power is set to become the leading source of renewable energy thanks to technological advancements and dropping costs. Leading the growth were China, the United States, Brazil, and Germany, with notable advances in offshore wind in Europe and particularly in the Netherlands.
Alrighty, well, that's certainly something that's right with the world. Just a quick question, do you happen to know where Luxembourg stand in that, or?
I don't.
Good.
I can give you an update on that after the next song, if you wish.
What's right update? That's a new one. Okay, cool. Yeah, thank you. Well, that's brilliant. So that is indeed what's right with the world. Anything that that can give us more renewable energy, it's got to be a good thing.
Our City Radio.
Now, update alert. What have you got for us?
So, back to your question of how does Luxembourg perform on renewable energies.
Yeah.
So, according to the numbers, the figures that I could find now, the latest figures by the European Statistics Agency Eurostat show that only 11.7% of Luxembourg's energy comes from wind, solar, hydro, and other renewable energy sources, making it the last country in the EU.
Wow.
But, so that's not performing very well. Well,
wish
performing
I had
very,
now.
Very bad, yes. But you always have to treat these figures with a little bit of care.
Mm-hmm.
So that's now, but the source that I mentioned before and what's right with the world was a different source
at
a different time. So these figures report on 2022, the others on 2023, and it was different organization publishing the figures. So not 100% comparable, but it does give an indication on how Luxembourg performs.
You're giving me fake news there?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Just different sources.
Yes.
Okay, so yes, well done, Lux. Some work to do there, I think.